kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Ang pagnanais ng isang ina na mapanatili ang pamanang Pilipino ng kanyang mga anak ay humantong sa paglikha ng librong The Filipino Food ABC. Narito ang kwento ni Versus Kaina para sa Usapang Parental.
Can you tell us the story of how you came up with the book Filipino Food ABC and what inspired you to do this?
Yung kids ko kasi, they grew up in Australia and they're half Filipino. So I really struggled to find books that will teach them Filipino language and culture that's easy to understand. Kasi yung mga books na nakita ko, either online or in the library, it's a little bit, it's very deep yung language na that's used. So how I came up with this book is, I think, out of their interest. They love food. So I wanted to create an easy book, so ABC book, that features Filipino food, because I haven't seen one that's available everywhere. So yung background ko kasi is communications. So for me, books will help the kids understand the Filipino culture in a fun way. So not just it's fun, it's more engaging. Kasi they can see the pictures, they're curious of what is this food. So I decided I'll put it together, I'll write an ABC food of different, iba-ibang Filipino food, dessert or fruit. And so once I created the concept, I found an illustrator. But I wanted a Filipina illustrator. So yeah, we put it together and then I just published it. So now it's available online, on Amazon and a few other shops. But they in Perth, some local shops, they stocked the book.
I'm sure it wasn't easy putting up the book, no? So can you tell me what were the challenges that you faced in the process of writing, even in the illustrating ng libro?
Siyempre, in the beginning, I've been writing yung work ko, like I write speeches or write communications, but I've never written children's books. So for me, it's the know-how. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what is book marketing. I didn't know a lot of things. So for me, it's really understanding the business of creating books. So in the beginning, it took about a year. Now I just learned as much as I can. So I joined peer groups, children's book authors and illustrators in Australia and then overseas as well. So mostly it's self-taught and also just having peers that are doing the same thing as you learn from them. So yeah, the challenge was to really understand how to write the book and also put it together.
Okay, and how was it for you during the process ng pagsusulat at put together ng book?
Because I have a bit of design experience, so I actually designed the book myself. And then I thought of self-publishing because I just thought that's the quicker way to get it out there. Hindi siya traditionally published, but that means na I have more freedom. I can choose my illustrator. So kasi Filipina or Filipino illustrator, so they understand yung culture. My illustrator is Mitch Tubiera, and she is amazing. She brought the book to life. Finding an illustrator that you trust and that you like the style is a challenge as well.
Before we delve more about the book, I want to know your story versus. So tell me a little something about yourself.
So I've been in Australia now over 20 years. I've got two children, Sophia and Isla. Sophia is 9, Isla is 6. And I'm married to a Taiwanese, so hindi siya Filipino. So sa akin, it is challenging to live in a different country. Tapos yung I don't speak Tagalog at home within my family. I want them to learn and understand their history, like their culture, kasi it's part of their identity. It's an interest of mine. I wanted to write books, pero inisip ko maybe I'll do it when I retire, pero I said, oh, why wait, I'll just do it now. the kids can enjoy the book while they're young.
And being a parent ng mga bata na half Filipino, half Taiwanese, very challenging, diba, in terms of like language. Do they also learn Taiwanese? Were they being taught as well at home, speak the language?
Yeah, so they go to Chinese class on weekends. So they're learning Chinese, they're learning a bit of Tagalog. But that Tagalog that they're learning is mainly basic. Mm-hmm. That's why I thought if I put together a book and they love food, it's something that we can connect with and they enjoy it. So after that, it's an experience. So I would take them to a Filipino restaurant in Perth. We'll try, say halo halo, leche flan. They said, oh, that's the one in the book. I tell them stories about, you know, when I was growing up, my experiences go. And then they said, oh, tell us more. It's just nice to connect. They're really interested in Filipino culture. Yung last Christmas, my mom prepared a budel fai with the banana leaves. Tapos nag-enjoy lahat ng family. And my kids were like, this is amazing. Oh. They're using in their hands, the rice is going everywhere. Pero they enjoy the experience and the different types of food na hindi pa nila nakita before.
Sa book mo talagang na-incorporate mo at saka na-highlight yung richness ng ating culture. Yung idea was because you wanted your kids to immerse sa kultura natin.
Yeah, and also, when I moved to Australia, ang daming tanong ng mga Australians sa akin is, what is Filipino food like? Ah. So that's a question na it's a challenge for me to explain kasi yung Filipino food is very rich in terms of culture and influence. So we've got Spanish, we've got Japanese, Chinese. For me to say it's like this, it's really hard. And then we've got American influence then, diba? So for me, it's like, okay, I'll do something. I'll write a book for them. It's like, oh, okay, now I get it.
When you received the book, ano yung naging reaction mo? Ano yung feeling mo that time? At the same time, how did your kids react when they also read the book?
When we first saw the book and we felt it, it's like, oh, this is such a good feeling. It's something that I'm doing not just for now. It's not just going to help my kids. It's going to help kids that live in Australia or overseas. So I think it will provide value not just for our family, but for the Filipino community.
Maganda yung mga drawing kasi merong mga Filipino desserts, right? Mga, I think leche flan.
May leche flan, may halo halo, may ube. I wanted to add yung mga favorite nila. And also yung, because I love to bake. I've made it at home. So for them to see it in a book, they're like, oh, this is great.
And very colorful. Tapos pag tinitingnan mo yung picture, parang nakakatakam, parang nakakagutom din.
Yeah, ayun nga yung sinabi sa akin. And most of the mga parents, sabi nila, it's very nostalgic. Reading the book, sabi nila, oh, I wanna cook this, oh, I wanna eat this. Really good na we created a book not just for kids, but for the family, oh, mom and dad. Filipino Food ABC is my fifth book. I actually done a few others.
How do you think your book contributes sa pag-promote ng Filipino language and culture sa children who are born here in Australia?
It's awareness. So having Filipino book, kasi last time I took them to the library. Mm-mm. And we're looking at different books. Nakahanap kami ng Japanese, may Chinese section, may Italian section. Pero when we're looking for the Filipino book, nandun siya sa other languages. Yeah. So at the moment, nasa minority pa rin siya. And thinking about it, ang dami ng mga Filipino immigrants that come to Australia, it's a growing community. So for me, having books that are accessible sa mga Filipino kids here will help them understand and appreciate the Filipino culture.
And may na-notice ka ba na differences in how children respond to learning the alphabet through a Filipino-focused book compared sa mga traditional na ABC book based on your experience?
This one, it's a bit of both. It's learning the basic ABC, learning the alphabet, but also the food and the Filipino culture. When they see in the yung book na may pictures, they're very curious what it is and what's in it. And dami nagtanong nga sa akin, so, nasa yung recipe? It'll follow next time. So that gave me some ideas. They brought the book to their school. Tapos sabi nila, oh, my mom made this book. And they said, oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So for them, it's not just learning about the Filipino food that's simple and fun. They can also teach other people that are curious to know what is Filipino food like.
Philippines is the fifth largest migrant population here in Australia. Do you think it's time na meron tayong kumbaga sariling section natin ng mga libro?
Yeah, that's why everyone that I spoke to, especially mga Filipina that has talent in writing, sabi ko, just do it. Let's use our talent, put something together para mas maraming media, like books or podcasts. podcast or anything that's accessible sa ibang Filipino. Kasi our culture is so unique and you want to preserve that Filipino culture.
Why do you think mahalaga yung i-celebrate natin yung ating kultura at wika?
Kailangan talaga na we celebrate our culture saka yung language natin. Kasi, as I said, it's part of our identity. It's unique that you speak your language. There's some words that you can only say in Tagalog. Alam mo yun?
Exactly.
So, hindi siya natra-translate sa English. In another way, you connect with other people. If you know their language, if you know their culture, you can connect with them and you form stronger bonds kasi you're very similar in terms of yung growing up, where you grew up.
Ano yung mga tips mo versus sa mga magulang na nais ding ituro yung wikang Filipino sa kanilang mga anak na dito na ipinanganak sa Australia?
Number one, I think make it fun. Kids, they don't want to be forced to learn something that they're not interested in. Make it a game. Can you spot kunwari yung Tagalog na color, can you spot this? Tapos they pick it up. And then I teach them funny things like, oh, this is your kilikili, you know, just to make it like really funny. Other tips is make it an experience. So for us, kapag weekends, dadaling ko sila sa Filipino restaurant or Filipino shop. I let them do the shopping. So I tell them, oh, this is ketchup. Banana ketchup is made of bananas. So for them, like, what? So all those little things na parang, oh, this is very different. I like this. And lastly, I guess being patient. If kids grew up in Australia, yung accent nila is different. If they feel embarrassed na, oh, you didn't say it right, you don't laugh at them. You just say, oh, this is how you say it. And we'll just practice letting them sing some Filipino songs, teach them some Filipino nursery rhymes. Kasi when Sophia was only two, I think, at that time, she knows how to sing Bahay Kubo. Sounds really cute kasi yung accent niya is different. But it's nice to teach them another language kasi it's important when they grow up.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.